اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
Welcome ya Mustafa. Welcome.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم.
Today being the 1st of Rabiul Awal 1446, corresponding to the 5th of September 2024. It's today being the Thursday, another show, another beautiful show. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We do apologize for the late start of the show, but nevertheless, 12 minutes past 12 Central African Time. If you do have any suggestions, any comments, then you can send it through on 084-786-31832. International and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-31832. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to be doing our, as we always start, our recipe segment for the first half of the show. And inshallah, thereafter, today, we're going to be continuing from our discussion yesterday with regards to drugs and if the effects and the harmfulness of illegal substance abuse. So that will be a part two, inshallah. Okay, our first recipe that we're going to be doing is for, it's the recipe called chicken and mushroom pies. For a chicken and mushroom pie. So first you're going to need, enough about that, it's actually for chicken pops. And we give credit to Sister Fauzia Balwan. Fauzia Balwan. So inshallah, let us begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So first, you're going to cut half a kilo of fillets into chunks. First, you're going to cut half a kilo of fillets into chunks. Then you're going to marinate 1 teaspoon of red and ginger garlic. 1 teaspoon of red and ginger garlic. One teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of 6-gun grill spice. 1 teaspoon of 6-gun grill spice. 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of garlic and rosemary spice. 1 teaspoon of garlic and rosemary spice. 1 teaspoon of dana jiru. 1 teaspoon of dana jiru. 1 egg. 1 egg. 3/4 cup milk. 3/4 cup milk. Then you're going to mix all this well and leave aside for a few hours. You're going to mix all this together and leave aside for a few hours. Then you're going to mix together 1 cup of flour. 1 cup of flour. 1/2 cup of maizena. 1/2 cup of maizena. 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs. 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs. 2 tablespoons of chana flour, 2 tablespoons of chana flour. If you want, you can put half a cup of crushed cornflakes. You can put half a cup of crushed cornflakes if you want. Then you're going to dip in the flour and fry until it's golden. You're going to dip in the flour and fry until it's golden. For your sauces, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce, 2 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce. And that was the recipe for the chicken pops. And the recipe was sent in by Sister Fozia Pelwan. So, I'm just going to go through it one more time. You know, we always go through it one more time. This is a recipe for chicken pops and fries. Cut half a kilo fillets into chunks. Cut half a kilo into chunks. Then you're going to marinate in 1 teaspoon of red ginger and garlic. Marinate 1 teaspoon of red ginger and garlic. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. Half a teaspoon of salt. Half a teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of 6 gun grill spice. 1 teaspoon of 6 gun grill spice. 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of garlic and rosemary spice. 1 teaspoon of garlic and rosemary spice. 1 teaspoon of dana jiru. 1 teaspoon of dana jiru. 1 egg. 3/4 cup of milk. 3/4 cup of milk. Then you're going to mix all that well and leave aside for a few hours. And you're going to mix together. The next step you're going to do, you're going to mix together 1 cup of flour. 1 cup of flour. 1/2 cup of maizena. 1/2 cup of maizena, 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs, 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs, 2 tablespoons of chana flour, 2 tablespoons of chana flour, 1/2 cup of crushed cornflakes. If you want to put, you can put 1/2 cup of crushed cornflakes, right? Then they're going to dip in the flour and fry until the golden sauce, until it's golden. Then your sauce, you're going to put 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce. Toss the pops in the sauce and you're going to serve it with chips. So that was the recipe for the chicken pops and rice. Chicken pops and fries. Then our next recipe is going to be for Next recipe was for the chicken and mushroom pie. So you're gonna get a 5 kilo store. You're gonna go get 5 kilo puff pastry. 5 kilo puff pastry. 12 crumbed chicken patties. 12 crumbed chicken patties. 12 crumbed chicken patties. And you're gonna get a sweet chili sauce. Then you're gonna get a sliced jalapeno. This is a sliced jalapeno. That's if you want. Then you're gonna get tomatoes, which are firm, thinly sliced. If you want. Then you're gonna get you're gonna use the sliced cheese or Melrose triangles. Then you're gonna get a beaten egg, and then you're gonna use sesame seeds. So that's the ingredients. You're gonna have 5 kilos of puff pastry, 12 crumbed chicken patties, sweet chili sauce. If you want, you can get a sliced jalapeno in brine. Then you're going to use tomatoes, which are firm, thinly sliced. That's if you want. Then you're going to get, you can use sliced cheese or Melrose triangles, a beaten egg, and sesame seeds. So the method, you're going to grease an oven tray and bake the patties till the crumbs have crisped. But the patty is still juicy. You're going to get Remove from the oven and leave the patties aside to cool completely. On a lightly floured surface, roll out the pastry lightly. And cut out rounds slightly larger than the patties. Two rounds per pie, which will give you 24 rounds. On a lightly floured surface, roll out pastry lightly and cut out rounds slightly larger than the patties. 2 rounds per pie, that will give you 24 rounds. If you are using the Melrose cheese triangles, spread the cheese, leaving a good space around the rim of the pastry without cheese. Or place the sliced cheese down without taking it to the rim of the pastry. Place on the sliced jalapeno and thinly sliced tomatoes. Place on sliced jalapeno and thinly sliced baby tomatoes. Then you want to spread on a moderate layer of sweet chili sauce. Then you want to spread on a moderate layer of sweet chili sauce. Then you're going to place on the patty. Place on the patty. Around the plain rim of the pastry, brush on the beaten egg. Around the plain rim of the pastry, brush on the beaten egg. Encase close with another round of pastry. So you're going to cover it with another round of pastry. Turn it over. The patty now facing down. Turn it over and the patty is now facing down. I'm going to press on the rim gently with the back of a spoon. Press on the rim gently with the back of the spoon. Or otherwise, press with a fork. Brush the tops with the beaten egg and sprinkle on the sesame seeds. Brush the tops with a beaten egg and sprinkle the sesame seeds. Poke two holes in the center to allow steam to escape. Poke two holes in the center to allow steam to escape. Now it is freezer suitable. When you are ready to bake, grease an oven tray and then preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius. When you are ready to bake, grease an oven tray and preheat to 200 degrees Celsius. Then bake in the middle rack till the pastry is puffed, golden and crispy. So that was the recipe for the chicken burger pies. So I'm just going to go through it one more time. All right? So you're going to need a 5 kg puff pastry, 12 crumbed chicken patties, sweet chili sauce, if you want a sliced jalapeno in brine, and you're going to use tomatoes that are firm, thinly sliced if you want, sliced cheese or Melrose triangles, a beaten egg, and sesame seeds. The method, you're going to grease an oven tray and bake the patties until the crumbs have crisped, but the patty is still juicy. Remove from the oven and leave the patties aside to cool completely. On a lightly floured surface, roll out pastry lightly and cut out rounds slightly larger than the patties. 2 rounds per pie, that's 24 rounds. If you are using the Melrose cheese triangles, spread the cheese, leave a good surface around the rim of the pastry without the cheese, or place the cheese down without taking it to the rim of the pastry. Place on sliced jalapeno and thinly sliced baby tomatoes. Spread on a moderate layer of sweet chili sauce. Then you're going to place on the patty. Around the plain rim of the pastry, brush on the beaten egg. Encase close with another round of pastry. Turn it over facing the patty down. Press on the rim gently with the back of the spoon or otherwise press close with a fork. Brush the tops with the beaten egg and sprinkle on the sesame seeds. Poke 2 holes in the center to allow the steam to escape. It is now freezer suitable. When you are ready to bake, grease an oven tray and then preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius and bake on the middle rack until the pastry is puffed, golden and crispy. And those were your two recipes, and we give credit to Sister Rohana Ibrahim for sending in. The first one was from Fawzia Palwan, and the second one was from Sister Rohana Ibrahim. Say Jazakallah Khairan for sending in these beautiful recipes. It's gone 28 minutes to 1 Central African time. We're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we come back, we will be joined by our beloved Maulana Zayed Khan, and we will be continuing our yesterday's topic, and that is the harms and the effects, and how can we as parents and even adults, that we look out for our children, and we see the harms and how we can stop with this, inshallah. So if you have any suggestions, or if you want to give an input, inshallah, you can send in your the messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
20 minutes to 1 Central African time. We've got about 10 minutes left. Mulana, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan for having us on your program.
Barakallahu feek, Mulana. Mulana, we've got a very limited time now. We've just got about 10 minutes left. But inshallah, nonetheless, we're going to continue with our discussion, Mulana, yesterday with regards to how can one see the telltale signs with regards to illegal substance and drug abuse, inshallah.
Okay. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we see that yesterday's discussion, we discussed all about having an identity and focusing on improving our confidence in Islam and looking at their ways, and they throw at you all these slogans in school where they will say to you that drink responsibly. So they're saying drink, but drink responsibly. And this, they entice you. So what do you do? Because you are growing up in this environment. It's a toxic environment with intoxicants. So how do you then come out sober and as a normal child, as a student who is searching for the truth and continuing when everything around you, let's be honest, when we are driving, we are seeing these billboards, you'll see, and it seems it catches the attention of our children. And how much can you block your children to tell them that, you know what, you can't look outside the window now because you are seeing you are being exposed to such a huge billboard with an alcohol, with a bottle there, and inside there is a person inside the bottle. Now, how do you tell your child that don't look at that? So it's simple. You have to teach them from now that anything that is of an intoxicant, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kullu muskirin haramun," that every intoxicant is haram. So all of this is calling you towards this life of immorality. You have to instill in them right now, because this is the actual battle. Just yesterday, we went here to Rosebank. We had to go to the orthopedic surgeon. So we took the newspaper there, and today I was looking at it now. So there's all this awareness. You'll see on the 8th of September, it is the awareness they are to equip the people, equip the students, equip everyone with regards to being literate. It's the World Literate Day, something with the slogan, on the 8th of September. But what kind of education are we giving the ummah to read? Yes, the first instruction is iqra, read. But read what is correct. And yesterday we opened up all of this, spoke about all of this. So today, Brother Suleiman, you have mentioned the tell of September. But what kind of education are we giving the ummah
so
to read?
How to identify, is your child on drugs? And how do you know? So there's different signs. Remember,
speaking to different people who are experts in this field to identify those who are in a different world, those who are on a high, those who are on a dose of cocaine, on heroin. So they mentioned to us that nowadays, the drugs that are out there, it's not like of the past. The past, you would see that this, your son is coming home, he's got red eyes, or there's a smell, dacha, of the, any of the sort, so automatically you know that something is wrong here. But today, the drugs that are out there, it doesn't give the person away so easily. Like one person told me, he went to the rehab, he came out, and he just became wise of how to deceive people. So nobody knows that he's on drugs. He knows now, okay, parents are looking for this. So it's like criminals. That is why you'll find in these organizations, you'll find in MTN, you'll find in banks especially, they have someone who is part of the team, part of that particular organization, the anti-fraud department or the anti-hacking department. And their objective is constantly they have to try and hack the system. And their objective is not to hack the system so that they can have the information. They already have access to the information. But the reason for hacking the system and you are being part of the team is to say that how strong is the anti? How strong is the anti-hacking system? How strong is the antivirus? How strong is... So this, you want to test your system. So you have someone who's trying to constantly attack it from different angles. So you become wiser and you say, okay, now a criminal, what does he do? That's why our crime is shooting up to such levels. You can see now 50 detectives leaving on a monthly basis in South Africa, the SAPS. 50 detectives leaving on a monthly basis. So why? Because there's no active action against the criminals. There's no criminals. There's no team to keep on trying to see, okay, if I'm a security guard or if I'm a police detective, I have to see from this angle. I have to think like a criminal. So similarly, those who are on this, on drugs, on different kinds of substances, they're constantly seeing, okay, from the third person, the third party, my parents or someone who's out there. How do I come across? What are they looking for? What signs are they looking? They keep on trying to improve themselves so that they can deceive you. This just boils down to one thing. You are not deceiving anyone. Oh, you who is, they call them the patient. It's not the patient, it's the addict. See these terminologies that we've twisted around. Patient gives it the sort of form that, you know what, he's sick. There's something wrong with him. Natural disorder. There's nothing that is a disorder of his. It's an addiction which he has to deal with. So these are the biting questions. Does the person really want to change? But coming back to your question, Haji Suleiman, and that is, how do you find out? How do you know your child is on drugs? Because it becomes more challenging. And the experts are telling us that today's drugs, you've got cat, you've got different kinds. It doesn't make your eyes red. It doesn't make you act in a manner that is like you're in a drunken state. It makes you talkative. So you will have to notice, you as a parent, you've been checking your children, monitoring them for so many years now. If you have been doing your job, you will automatically know this behavior pattern of my child has changed. That's your identifying factor. You as a parent have to play this active role. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah Azawajal mentions this in Surah Al-Dhariyat. You have to save yourselves and your children from the fire.
So automatically, when they're getting in these environments, you have to have an active relationship with your children. You have to know which friends they are moving around with. You have to know they have to have certain limits, restrictions. Unfortunately, the parent of today, when we speak to them, it's much different from how my parents brought me up. And this is where we're finding there's a major shift. Parents are saying, teachers are saying, we have to now befriend our children. Yes, that is important. But you have to have, to maintain that respect, you have to have certain limitations. If you cross the limit here, you're going to have consequences. Then I'm no more your friend. Then you can't expect this friendship to continue because you are breaking the law. And those restrictions, those limitations, it has to be organized systematically. So you've left your child for so long, you don't know what's where they. This is what we're finding, that we're just shoving the responsibility to someone else. I can't take care of my child, so I'll just put him in a school. I can't take it. So the whole day, I don't want to see my child because I'm ignoring my responsibility as a parent. So to identify these facts, you have to have already had this relationship with this child. So you know, normally we've got children, alhamdulillah. So we know the one is talkative. When she doesn't talk, then we know there's something wrong. She's probably, and most of the time, that's what we see. When she's quiet, there's something wrong. And you'll see shortly after that, we find out the signs come out that she's sick or she's got the flu or something is wrong. When she doesn't talk. And the other, she's not so talkative. So for her to talk a lot, then we say, okay, now there's something wrong. But these are naive, innocent. Allah protect our children. But you can see where it's coming from. The environments which we are engaging, allowing the circles, boils down to what we discussed last week, peer pressure. And this year, the telltelling signs, which you can see, okay, this person here is on drugs. This person here knows there's something wrong. The parent knows, identifies, there's something wrong. Now, in our next discussion, I think maybe it will be next week or so, we can include in there, what do you do now? You've come to know that your child is on drugs. What do you do now? There's different scenarios we can look at. One is, you have come to know without your child knowing, and you're at this position now. Or the other is, you come to know and your child also knows, because the proof is in the pudding. He knows, you know. Now, how do you go about dealing with this? There are different drugs on the market. Which drug is your child on? What are the harmful effects? These are all discussions that we can have, topics. But let me say this to you, and inshallah from here we can then end the discussion. You look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned that, and look at the narration here, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And I want you to take a principle so that all who are listening, engaging in this can take a lesson. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَكُونَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِ أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى وَالْحَرِيرِ وَالْخَمْرَ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. They, from amongst my ummatis, my followers, a nation will come. There will be some people. يَسْتَحِلُّونَ They will halalize, they will legalize. That which is haram, they legalize. They'll say it's fine to have intercourse sexual, illegal. Of course, not illegal for us means what? Not married. Illegal for a married person is what? Is for when that woman is going through a menstruation cycle. So they legalize that which is wrong. Take the Kuffar Shia. They say from the back, that's fine. Look how they legalize that which is haram. Wal Harir, they'll also legalize with the wearing of silk. Wal Khamra, the drinking of alcohol. Wal Ma'azif, and the use of musical instruments. How common is this? Drugs, speak to any drug addict. They will tell you music is part and parcel. We have to engage. We have to go into the trance. Before they used to backtrack. Now it's not no backtracking. A normal non-Muslim also can... Okay, a non-Muslim is not normal. We mean that to become normal, you have to become the slave of Allah. That is what is the definition of being normal. Allah Azza wa Jal keep us with iman, grant them iman. But what we're saying here is, if you take the different scenarios, they will say that even a non-Muslim is coming to find out that you don't have to backtrack. These devilish connotations, words, callings, invitations in this. So that trance, that ecstasy, that pill, paper is called acid. This is another drug which people take. It takes them into a world of Satanism. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. They say the person who invented, and one day we'll discuss this inshallah, who invented acid, Albert Hoffman. It's a piece of paper you put on your son will be sitting in front of you and he'll be taking this. You know, he's going into a different world, but it makes the reality seem, let's say it this way rather. It gives you a fake world, but it seems so real. You're not wearing any virtual glasses. This acid paper puts you into that world automatically. You will see things that you never saw. Albert Hoffman is the one who made this drug. A devil, a Satanist. And the reason, he says, is that people must have a better life. That's what he wants. But this is not a better life. Once you take that for life, you'll never be a normal person. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. So don't, this is the message for today. What is unlawful, keep it as unlawful according to the Sharia. Do not legalize, halalize. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rude.
And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana Zaid for those inspirational words. 4 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and from the team of the Midday Show. Inshallah, we will see you on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, same time, same place. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.